so much for joining Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people whose society places limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better or more beautiful example than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. For a little quick science lesson here, for those who don't know, the caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells, reforms into the butterfly, and then it's still not finished. It has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to take it everywhere it wants to go. That can't be easy, but neither can busting through limits. And today I am happy to bring you Audra Karam, and she is going to, and I hope I said your last name correctly, because I know I said it correctly the first time I met you, and now I'm like, I think I just said it wrong.
Yeah. Karam, like a ball of
Karam. Karam. Yes, yes, Karam. And as soon as I said the way I said it, I'm like, oh, I don't think that's right. Okay. And I had impressed you so much the first time we met because I said it right.
I do recall. No, that was great.
Yeah. So she and her husband have started a great thing, and she's going to share more about that as we get going. I just do want to remind you, if you are watching live, to give us a hashtag live and where you're watching from in the chat. And if you're watching in the replay, hashtag replay and where you're watching from in the chat. And at any time during the conversation, if you have a question, a comment, go ahead and pop that into the chat as well. And then if it's live, I will pop it up and Audra and I will address it. If it's in the replay and it's for her or Matt, I will make sure to get it to them when it's all said and done. So I think that's the good business stuff right there. So we're going to jump into. So welcome, Audra. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate being here and connecting with you. And it was so great to kind of learn more about what you do and your your passion and your commitment to, you know, changing the world.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing what you and Matt have done. So go ahead and just start and, you know, tell us about yourself, tell us about Matt, and tell us about what brings you here to Hashtag No Limits today.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. So I'll just back it up a little bit to where we began. And it was back in the 70s, my husband, Matt, his father had started martial arts school. And with the premise of, you know, teaching people Taekwondo. So it was really about the martial arts. Well, we all know as time passes on that martial arts really changes the confidence in the person. It's not necessarily about kicking and punching, but about, you know, internal confidence and helping you grow to be more successful and being the best you can be, not to sound cliche.
Right.
And then, you know, he did that for 30 years. And then, my husband was old enough to, kind of take over the business and his dad had gotten sick. And so he did. And then we had our own children at that point in time. So, back in the early 90s, we had went ahead and stepped in and, we recognized that there was a shift in how, martial arts was being taught. And it was really more about, not the kicking and punching even more so, but about teaching kids leadership skills. And helping them be more successful in their current place and helping them grow just a little bit more. And so we were teaching this, our character and leadership program, which we now call Black Belt Bruce, within the school. And we kept moving forward and having great success. Parents were coming to us and saying, we are only signing up because of the leadership curriculum that you provide here. And so that was, you know, a real testament to what we were doing. And we were teaching thousands of families to, you know, help their children just kind of be more successful and take on leadership roles and help good kids be great kids, I guess is kind of where we were at. And then COVID came and transitioned on how we do what we do. But really, it comes down to three things. We have a little animated video that the kids watch, and it's 3 to 10 minutes once a week. And it's with Black Belt Bruce. So that's where it came from. He's an animated alligator. and the videos are just really engaging for that 3 to 7 year old age group. And then they have a mission that they do all week. And the mission is about, you know, maybe saying please please and thank you. Teaching these kids courtesy. It is a lost art in some of our world, yes. as you could probably attest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so teaching those fundamental things, but also elevating it through our different program pieces of the program that we offer. And then at the end, the children at the end of that month, they focus on courtesy, then they earn a wristband. And the wristband is just kind of that little token reward to let them know, hey, you're heading in the right direction. So we likened it to the belts the students used to get in the martial arts school. So that's probably a 90 second. I hope I didn't go over too far over, but encapsulated where we were, how we got here, and who we are.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much. That was very thorough and succinct. So one of the things that you talked about is, you know, it's the leadership part of Taekwondo and the martial arts. And I remember when I was teaching full time that I would often encourage my students, especially my students who really struggled with focus and attention, to join a martial arts group in our area. And it was always amazing to me what that would help them do as far as you know, it wasn't looked at that time as a leadership curriculum. But, you know, just the fact that you had a goal, you had a mission, you had a certain way to behave, it just always seemed to help so many of my students.
Yes.
And I don't think that's the reason that your father-in-law started it, nor that you guys took it over. But how has that part developed in your program since then at working with people who are neurodivergent?
Yeah. So, you know, because we curtailed the curriculum and made sure that we really got to the root of the children. It was very child focused. 98% of our clientele were children. And, you know, when COVID came, I neglected to say we actually closed the martial arts school. So everything we do now is online, and you get a little packet in the mail. So everything's from the comfort of your home. There's no more kicking and punching. But when we were doing it, and what we found with our curriculum now, because we're in some special schools, some developmentally delayed schools currently, and they find that it's getting that fundamental skill set down is so helpful. And we all know that, you know, the neurodivergent, they really appreciate consistency and the structure. And this is how our program was set up as well, because children in general crave that, right? So depending what function, what level they're functioning at, this really aligns well with helping all of the neurodivergent kind of find that place where it's consistent. I know this is my box, this is where I am. And yet, and also what we found, many parents who work with or have neurodivergent children, they don't there's not always the push that needs to happen. We kind of see that sometimes is you just want to get through the day, and totally get that. But, you know, this is an opportunity to say, have someone else is encouraging your child and challenging them. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, just thinking about raising my own daughter and how I could say something to her and it wouldn't stick, but a teacher or someone else could say it to her and it would stick. And so right. I do find that very valuable, because I think kids think, oh, mom and dad, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You have to say those things, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, those exact words come from an outside source, especially an outside source that the child respects or, yes. or knows is a person of authority or is somebody that, you know, they value their opinion for whatever reason. It definitely builds them up much more than if just mom or dad say it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And as disheartening as it is as a parent to encounter that when it comes to be, it is what it is, right? And
right.
And so, you know, we take that as an opportunity to say, so let them learn from somebody who's great. I mean, I'm not going to cut on any current videos that are out there. But I think, you know, as a parent, we all have seen like, what is that? And it could be inappropriate. It could drive them to a different lesson that is just not something that we need to have them learning. And Black Belt Bruce and his buddies in the magical cave are all friendly and respectful and teach valuable lessons that we want all of our children learning, in our opinion. And I think it's a critical thing to have out there and be available. And you know, we're getting a lift on YouTube and letting more people know it's a free resource. You can just go watch the videos. And if you want to do the full program, then you say, hey, sign me up. And then they get the booklets in the mail and they get to go through the support, you know, whatever we can do to help them. But it's just been a passion of ours. We see a huge need in this world. And B, we love children, and we've seen the change. We've seen the transformation that happens with families who have participated in what we offer.
Yeah, that's incredible that you offer the videos for free. And I do have, we have an opportunity to pull up your website, if that's okay. And
that'd then be
we
wonderful.
Kind of go through some of the things on the website that might direct to, got to find the right thing here. So the website itself is just, sorry, I've got something in the way, just blackbeltbruce.com. And I'm also going to put that up here so that people have, yeah, so blackbeltbruce.com. Yeah, it is a little bit, yeah. And so just kind of like, I know you said they could go to YouTube. So that's this tab up here in the corner. And that takes them directly to your YouTube channel with those free videos.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. And so we are, I don't know if everybody's familiar with how YouTube works. I know you go when you go to the platform, we've all been there. But when we're putting out educational material, the recommendation is, you know, you don't put up all the videos at once because it can kind of be a sea. So we have a system to where we're loading them up. And I think the first ones that we've put up are leadership, and we've just converted to this YouTube platform. So you'll see there's a great opportunity. There's all of our videos are not up there yet, but they're going to be coming. We're going to drip them in. But it's a great way to go in, and you just go in and type in, you know, once you're in Black Belt Bruce Club, you type in the leadership or whatever, and you'll see the short little videos. There's a lot of podcast information on there too, but we need to organize it so that you can find exactly what you want. But yeah, you can type in courtesy or self-talk or whatever it might be. And then there'll be a short video on it. And then, you know, it's just something that you can have a bigger discussion with, and it's safe quality program. You know, like I said, we keep them short. There's no video that's over 7 minutes that's directed for the children.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just found one, just says introducing Black Belt Bruce. Are introducing Black Belt Bruce Club, my apologies. And yeah, it's just a couple minutes long. I wasn't sure when I found it, it came blaring through my earbuds, and I was like, oh no, I'm cutting her off. She can't hear. And then I realized, no, I hadn't shared that screen. So it was all good. But I got a little nervous for a second, 'cause I thought
And we have a lot of different topics. I think we have over, let's see, 24 monthly lessons. So within each month, there's four videos and then four missions for the week. And so it's, yeah, making friends, teamwork, peace, focus, respect, discipline, you know, and table manners and courtesy. And they just, you know, they're just good things. And so you can go in and grab a few things and just, you know, take what you can from it and, you know, have that conversation with your child, because we believe, you know, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Shelley, the way our kids learn, you know, first visual, many of our children are visual, especially the neurodivergent. They, you know, they love, they're just drawn in by that. And we've made it very colorful. So you see it, you watch it. And so you maybe retain 20% when we watch things, right? Solely.
Right.
When you have that discussion, off of it, then the child tends to retain about 50%. And then the big kicker is when they actually put it into practice. So, for example, I'll use the please and thank you one. So all week we're asking them to say please and thank you. And that's a very organic process, right? And we celebrate now. We're all focused in on it that week of saying please and thank you. So we celebrate that. And every time they say please or thank you, you know, we're going to talk about that. And then it's almost 75 to 80% retention. So our kids are getting it, because we all learn when we do, right?
Right.
Yeah. Driving a car, we can't learn to drive a car until we get behind the steering wheel. And so we liken it to kind of that concept. So, oh, there they are. Yeah. There's Henrietta.
Yeah. So, yeah, I found a few just quickly. I think this one is one. Did the sound come through that time?
It did. I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is the, yeah. So it looks like you have about, it says one of four, episode 43. So it looks like you have quite a few out there already. I think I saw on the website that you have up 50 videos.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So I wonder if I can go back quickly to,
look at you all versed around there. I love this.
Well, I don't really know. Oh, there it was. That was the one I wanted. Introducing Black Belt. I'm going to play that one. Okay, really quick.
Hi, friends. So glad to see you here today. And I want to invite you to join us in our magical cave every week. My name is Black Belt Bruce, and these are my friends.
Hi, my name is Zinc, and I am a zebra. I live in the magical cave with Black Belt Bruce and my friends.
Hi, my name is Henrietta, and I am a hyena. I also live here in the magical cave.
Hi, I'm Tessa the Toucan, and this is the Frankie Cockroach beside me. We also live here with Black Belt Bruce.
Now that you met everyone, come on, let's go see the magical cave.
I'll just mention real quick, everyone loves the Cranky Cockroach.
I was just thinking, I got to ask about that.
It's called the playground.
This is the classroom, and this is where we learn new things.
Make sure you come every week to join us in our new adventures. We have so much fun. Oh, and be sure to join the Black Belt Bruce Club. When you join the club, you get to do amazing things every day, and you get all this cool stuff. So be sure to ask your parents to join the Black Belt Bruce Club, because they will love it too. Have your parents go to blackbeltbruce.com and click on Join the Black Belt Bruce Club, and they can sign you up there. See you there. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video and found it helpful, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button below. It really helps out the channel. And remember to turn on your notifications so you never miss a new video. If you have any questions or suggestions for future videos, feel free to leave them in the comments section below. I love hearing from you.
Okay, so yeah, I want to know more about the Cranky Cockroach.
He's a nemesis. So yeah, the Cranky Cockroach makes an appearance on every episode, and he just will be a little grumpy. He's just cranky. So we were very, very conscious of the fact that we didn't want him to be disrespectful or do unkind things, but yet. The world is real, right? So he'll come in and, he might say, well, why do you do that? Or something. And then it gives us an opportunity to kind of express more information about that. But yeah, the kids love, we kind of put him in as an afterthought, but the kids love the Cranky Cockroach. And yeah, he's really quite fun actually. So.
Yeah, I bet. I think we all like that sort of antagonist personal, character in all stories. So I'm going to put this back, maybe if I can figure out how to
do it. Yeah, thanks for showing that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So there's your YouTube channel. And then we're going to go back to the website. So where can they find, so I know you've got About the Club up here, mm-hmm. And you've got Sign Up Now. So this is how somebody would join the club here.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, I was just going to ask what else I should look for in the website. So go ahead.
That is it. We hopefully have designed it to be very simple, but yet clear. And so we want to make sure that, it's not overwhelming. You're not getting all these things, but really it's about like this, the website is more to kind of give you the intro of who we are, how we work, what we do, give you a sample video. And then there a little bit of an explanation and you can get started right away. And then we have some information on everything we have done based on the length of the videos, based upon the age group that we work with, and the the tempo or the cadence of the videos, as you all saw, it's not fast moving. It's not jerky with your eyes, you know, and we've done that on purpose because our kids are overstimulated with, visual. And so we've been intentional about making sure that all the pieces work nicely. And then there's some parents who are currently using it. We have some testimonial. And then, yes, these are our learning units. We have more to add on there. We just haven't gotten around to adding them, but there are many more. And so if you're looking for something special, like we have a Making Friends one, I think I shared, and Table Manners. But these are the ones that you're looking at right now that our schools have kind of requested. And they're the schools are using the ones that you see here. And so each one has four weekly lessons, and then it has four missions that happen, like I said, that are easy. Like we have the one, it's under respect. And we talk about, you know, every child, neurodivergent or not, needs to know respect of property, of people, and of things, and what that looks like. And, because our age range is 3 to about 9, one of our things is make your bed. When we first started that one, some of our parents were like, make their bed. I don't even make my bed. And I'm like, well, that can be, and this is your program. You can do what you want with it. But we really believe there's value in teaching our children that, you know, that the consistency in respecting our things and having the discipline to say every morning, I'm just going to pull the blanket up. I mean, we don't meet, you know, corners tight, and it's not military style or anything, but, you know, showing respect, you know, our parents invest in stuff, and sometimes children don't learn that it's important to take care of that stuff.
That's so true. And I think it does something psychologically to our brain to just see things neat and organized. And so when we walk by our bedroom door and our bed is made, quote unquote, whatever that looks like, you know, you don't see all the disheveled blankets, but everything's kind of pulled up to the top and kind of, you know, everything's covered up. I think it helps us to be calmer because it's something that's organized.
Shelly, you said a mouthful right there. It absolutely is true. And I know there's a book out there that the Admiral, a Navy SEAL, wrote, and it's Make Your Bed. And he speaks to that specifically, like, and there's many Zig Ziglar and Dale Carnegie about, you know, and it's an accomplishment. If you get that one thing done in the morning, and literally I've timed myself because I've gotten riff from my friends, like, you make your bed every day. And I'm like, it's the one thing I can control sometimes in the day.
Right. Yes.
And like, how do you have time? And I've timed myself, and literally it's 2.5 minutes to make it well, you know, not just to pull a blanket up, to make it to my satisfaction. It takes me 2.5 minutes. And it's kind of that meditative peace. You know what I mean? Because it's, you can kind of go into your space, and I'm focused on the corner, not the presentation I have today or whatever it might be. So that's my 2 cents on that, but I think it's really important.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said, there's so many great motivational speakers, and there's research behind it that actually, you know, talks to that. Yeah. It actually does something psychologically to do those pretty simple things.
Right.
But we just, our brains, I think, get in the way of ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, your friends are like, how do you have time?
Right.
It's 2.5 minutes.
Right.
You
know,
it well. It's 30 seconds if you just kind of pull the covers
pull the blanket up,
and straighten it up a little bit and walk away.
And we found too, like, you know, we are in some of our schools are specifically use our curriculum for their tier 2 students. And, you know, the social worker may be working with them, and they, they love the tempo of the videos. It's not like fast and racy. And then second to that is it's very concrete things that they're expected to do, but it can be, It can be, massaged a bit, you know? So if your child is in a wheelchair, or something, and they can't make the bed, well, then they can throw the pillow up, you know, help them or whatever. But, you know, sometimes we get stuck in our ways, and we need to be creative. And I always would give people, you know, that flexibility. I'm like, you know, we build a broad, program, but yes, we understand there's going to be certain situations that it just won't work. And that's okay. And I speak to that. We have 12 videos at the beginning because parents might ask, like, what happens when they don't want to do, you know? And I speak to that, and I'm like, and so we kind of work through it. So we, on the videos, there's little opportunities for them to kind of just say, oh, That's a great parenting tip, but I don't have to read a whole book that I'm going to not follow, you know, because we all come out with the best intentions and we say this is a quick and easy. And I, you know, I don't know if I shared this with you before, Shelley. It's 10 minutes a week to implement the curriculum. You can do more, but literally to get the outcomes you want, 10 minutes a week. And by golly, by gum, there are some parents who struggle to have that. And I think what it really is the consistency, you know, setting that self up to say every Friday afternoon, every Sunday morning, we're going to watch the video. And people do have trouble with that. But we always help them through that to say, hey, let's figure out something that's going to work for you, you know?
Yeah. And I love that you said it's, you know, that it's difficult for the parents to just notch out that time. And I feel like that, I mean, I know that happens to me. Like I have all the best intentions of starting new habits and doing new things or, you know, even increasing the amount of time I am doing certain good things. Yes. And then, you know, I might do it for a few days or a few weeks. And then all of a sudden I fall off and then, you know, I'm like, oh, see, I'm just not successful.
And then we beat ourselves up, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's just, we gotta, you know, some of these things might be just as beneficial, even though they're designed for 3 to 9 year olds, for older kids and adults. Mm-hmm. Because some people just haven't gotten into the habits. They haven't understood why some of these things might be important and what it can do for you. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, you've got courtesy. We talked about respect. You've got focus, teamwork, leadership, citizenship, courage, peace, character, scholar, body language, and discipline. And I feel like that's for all of us. You know, I mean, I really do. I'm looking at all of the learning units you have and thinking, we can all use some of these things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe we don't all need every lesson in each of the categories, but we all could use refreshers, I think, in probably any of them.
And that is exactly right. Yeah. And being in your background that, you know, that it's a repetition, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we often, when we just do 1 week on it, being in our background and, you know, high performers, we're like, gosh, we got to drive it home more. But really it's every family has a different, you know, thing that they need to focus on. And so it just gives you a flavor. And then you can say, you know what, we're really going to make this one stick, or, you know, saying please and thank you. Yeah. Well, how did that fall off the radar? Let's bring that back, you know? And we kept hearing from teachers, which was, we went to many, many different schools and so many of the teachers were like, mm-hmm. My kids don't say please and thank you, or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's a loss. Right. And it all starts at home. No pressure to the parents, but that's kind of what we need to remember is, you know, it's, where does it start? What do we need to do and help our kids be successful? And we have to be intentional, right?
Yes.
It doesn't just happen. Yeah.
No, so it doesn't.
That's an important piece.
Yeah. Intentionality is for anything.
Yeah,
is such a key component. And I feel that sometimes people just think they shouldn't have to think and be intentional, that it should just happen. And life happens, but skills learned doesn't just happen.
No. Yes. Yeah. We have to have a plan, I think. And you know, part of the reason we designed the program to end at about the age of 9 is we couldn't be everything to all people, but, you know, but the fact that, there was a study done, in Harvard and they interviewed 50,000 families and they said, you know, it's, if you don't have your child on the path of good habits by the age of 9, not to say you're doomed, obviously, but 9 is where up until that age, they're just sponges and they're just receiving and they're you know, the neurons are firing so well to be receptive to new information and to say, I like that one. I'm going to hold on to that one. And if we don't take that time and effort to show them, then it's not going to happen. Yeah, there it is. Habits are rooted by the age of 9. And I think a lot of parents don't know that. I don't know that I knew that. I knew it was the formative years are important. And you know, what we can have happen before the age of 9 and teaching our kids is so much easier. Like that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right. Right? How much, there's some truth there for sure. Yeah.
How much harder it is for us is to learn things as we get older, and teenagers are no exception, because what's different as a teenager learning this is they're a little more resistant, right? But as a school age child or a pre-K child, they're a little more excited about pleasing their parents and doing the fun things and getting the little token reward and making it almost a game. So I think it's more fun that way.
Yeah. And again, going back to that intentionality and I was just like you, this part about the habits rooted by age 9, I'm sure I learned that somewhere when I was getting my undergrad teaching degree, but I had forgotten it. Or maybe I never did learn it. I'm not really sure, but, that's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that we are intentional, and it's something that I actually teach in some of my, behavior courses that I teach teachers through my business, is that we have to, and society has to as well, stop saying, well, they should know that by now.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, nobody is raised in your household except you and your children. Yeah. And how you raised your children doesn't mean that everyone else is raising theirs that same way, and that your way is right and someone else's way is wrong. It's how they're being raised. And so to say they should know, we need to maybe change that if we can't completely get away from they should know to I wish they knew. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you wish they knew, then teach them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Just teach them the skills that you wish they knew, because you can't manage anyone else's household but your own.
Right. Right. And then there's a lot of diversity out there of how homes are managed and how parents parent. And you as a teacher probably have seen that more so than anybody, you know, and even in, you know, your demographics may be the same because you're at a local school, but wow, you know, I've often surprised. I'm like, what, that happens, you know, or that doesn't happen. Yeah. And that's the other thing too. We kind of believe as a teacher too. And I think it's, unfortunately in the society we're at today is, I think your teachers deserve a big round of applause, because you're committed and you're there for the right reasons. And there's been a lot of lack of support for your profession. And I think it's a huge disservice. You better than anybody can see what's needed out there it's kind of backsliding, and how mm-hmm. we're being able to take care of our kids and help them be successful. It's hugely unfortunate, I think, but we appreciate your work.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. I think the pandemic really helped a lot of parents see how much teachers were really managing during the day. They had to manage the kids and their education while they were doing it from home. And, mm-hmm. Seeing how much stuff goes into a teacher's day, I was not full-time teaching by the time the pandemic came around. And that was, I had only been out a couple of years, but that was the first full year of it. That was the first time that I thought, I'm glad I'm not in the classroom right now. The teachers that stayed and have started since and during the pandemic, I hold in much higher regard than I did already for teachers. Mm-hmm. Because it is a very tough profession. And what you said, you know, parents and society don't value teachers as I believe they should be valued. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm happy mm-hmm. to hear when people outside the profession also feel that.
It lends a point to a conversation point that we often have when we talk to others, is that, you know, the benefit of the Black Belt Bruce Club is what we call ourselves as an experienced guide. You're an experienced teacher, right? And everybody mm-hmm. in the school, they're experienced teachers. So that's why they're there, to the teachers, and they know how to help your child learn the best and the fastest, I believe. And that's something that, you know, my husband and I brought to this as well, is that, you know, my background in working with children, his was in the martial arts. And so it's more a play on things in the, mm-hmm. you know, the Black Belt Bruce Club. But we've been there. We have four of our own children that are raised and adults, and they're very good humans. And and they're often asked to be in leadership roles. And we saw that all through school, and it's because of the effort that we put in, and that's what the students who came through our program have seen as well. Is, you know, you take that little bit of extra time, and if like we said, intentional. And you get that timing of the window. And then second to that, you follow somebody who's already been there and done that. Why not? Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so how long have you been doing this?
Well, the Black Belt Brews Club has been around. The Black Belt Brews program, and we only initially started with schools, we've been out there for 2.5 years. We've done the curriculum for over 20 years. Yeah, back in our old school.
So with the curriculum, since you have a longer term that you can say, yes, we taught this to these children between the ages of 3 and 9, and they're now in their adult lives. What sort of, you may not have these numbers, and I didn't ask ahead of time, so I apologize if I'm sort of putting you on the spot, but like, what sort of success rate do you see with this curriculum? And do you hope to continue to see now that you're in more schools with it?
Ah, yeah. Well, I don't have a statistic, and that alludes to the whole, you know, empirical-based, evidence-based, and so we're unable to call ourselves an evidence-based program or curriculum, and I'm always find that fascinating, but we do know that there is a great success just by word of mouth, what we've heard, testimonies, and then when we were actually starting with this, families would tell other families and they would share their success. And that is what kept us going on the fact that, you know, we know this works. And then we transitioned to the videos, and that just even elevated it, you know, to make it more fun and exciting. But I do not have any hard statistics. Somebody should have been keeping track, but it was just me and my husband kind of starting on this. And it was also a big undertaking creating these videos and the voiceovers and the booklets and everything. It was a big task, and we're a small team, but we absolutely are passionate about it. My husband he sleeps, eats, and breathes this stuff. So we loved it.
Which is why he can't be here right now, because he's probably doing stuff for that. And it together.
Yes. You know. He was the whole inspiration behind. He is the creator. And you know, when we married our concepts of what we could bring to the table, it was so exciting. And our kids even participate, you know, in it with us. And we, you know, I forgot to share, we just are releasing two little video games, and they're totally like jumping, hopping, Black Belt Bruce hops through the jungle. And, you know, and I'm not encouraging everyone to be on video games, but you know, it's a good character who provides positive influence. And so there's a racetrack one and Black Belt Bruce Jungle Jump. And what's the other one? Something Dash Jungle Jump. I don't know. I can't think of what it is. But then there's a car racing one. So those just came out this week, actually.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, both Android and Apple phones. So you can just go to the App Store and download them. So, and it's free to play. So have fun, right? Another thing.
Yeah. And again, the fact that you can provide these videos on YouTube and then these apps for free. And it's so important, because we know kids are going to be on video games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if we can provide more and more opportunities for them to have good role models and positive interactions and, you know, teaching skills while they're playing. I mean, that was the best way that I found to teach my students, was to play games with them, because they were so much more involved and actively engaged, and they didn't realize they were learning skills.
Right. And it, you know, what we found too, and a lot of parents say this, is it's another way to bring the parents and the family together. So we've been in some families who use our curriculum and our program. They have an older child who might be aged out of our program, but they're in the they're in the household. And so, you know, the four-year-old might be working on one of the missions for the week from Black Belt Bruce. And the older child always hops in and participates. And so do the parents, you know, and that's what makes it fun. So it's almost a fun way to bring the family together in a no-pressure environment. And everybody can kind of build family skills together, because that's, we all need that. I mean,
right.
I think there's no argument to that one, but yeah. So it's been super fun. And, you know, the video games, the phone games were created really just to drive more people to be interested in learning what Black Belt Bruce is and to go be a part of the club. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to just go through a few little things. So the website again is blackbeltbruce.com. No spaces, yeah. no hyphens, yeah. Nothing, all one word. If anyone is wanting to get a hold of you, they can go to bruce@blackbeltbruce.com. That's another way. And then I have it way down here. Here is the YouTube. It's just youtube.com/@blackbeltbruceclub. And then you can go right to their YouTube channel. Cause I think the first time I went there from your link, for some reason, it just took me to YouTube. It didn't take me directly there. So, I don't know if it was my computer, cause I have my own YouTube channel. That's where this is airing. So that it could be that.
Thank you.
But yeah, so it's at Black Bruce back. See, there's that tongue twister, Black Belt Bruce Club, on YouTube. And basically, I mean, that was all of your social media was pretty much any, the Instagram and your, YouTube and was it LinkedIn? In or Facebook was all at.
Yeah, we're on all those ones. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
More popular ones, I should say, but yeah. And, you know, because, you know, we've had this time to connect, Shelley, and we are huge fans of kids in general and families trying to improve. If you want, I would, you know, like to extend a discount. And if they, they can't put the code in, I think if they put family one, I will send it over. I'm sorry, I could put it in the chat, but I think if they go to checkout, if they say, hey, I want to sign up and they check out, if they have two kids, they get, you type in family one as a code or family two, family three, and then you get a significant discount. And I think it'll populate in there what your discount is, but I think it brings it down significantly. So please, share that with your listeners that they can go, or if they email me and say, hey, I heard, but I can't, code's not working. Just email me and we'll give them a special discount. So.
Perfect. So make sure if you're listening to this in the replay, and it's a year from the time it airs live, that you say, hey, I heard you on #NoLimits with Shelley Keno. And, you know, I've tried this code and it's not working, or, you know, I'm interested, and, you know, definitely reach out. And thank you so much for providing that for my listeners. That's very generous of you. Is there anything that we missed talking about? That we still have plenty of time if we miss something that we can cover.
Yeah, I don't think so. I could go on and on about the program. Like I said, it's a work of passion. And, you know, we love when schools as a whole are able to participate and sign up for the program, and they can do it year to year. And families, you can do it, you know, you can do it for a few months. You can do it for a year. We always say it's important if you want the changes to happen, and as a teacher, you can attest to this, and as a parent or anybody, I guess, as an adult, if you want the change to happen, it's consistency. And it's not just let's throw this at it for a little bit, but there's no harm in going to the videos and just watching the videos and sharing them with people and other friends, because, you know, that helps just get exposure out there and letting people know. And, you know, what's fun here is we're in Arizona. And we have this 6-foot live mascot that is Black Belt Bruce. And, you know, I make an effort to sometimes go to the schools and, you know, do different events. But anybody who is in Arizona, let me know if you would just love to have fun with our mascot. He can come to a party or something, or go to see your child in the hospital. We really just want to give back to, you know, we want to make sure that we can help others who maybe are just kind of struggling or, you know, could use our help. So we are big about that. we had a nonprofit and we still have one, but you know, we started it to help kids who couldn't afford the classes and stuff. And you know, we, what it ended up to be is we were personally funding it. So because it, you know, you have to go out and raise, make efforts to raise the funds for it. And we didn't have the time. So we just said, okay, we'll write the check. So, but we're definitely interested in helping people out. So, if there's something you have a special need, let us know.
Awesome. So I do just want to kind of quickly touch a little bit more on, so individuals can purchase it, you know, through your website. How does a school, is it like, do the teachers teach it in the schools or how does it actually work within the school systems?
Yeah. So in our public schools, it's usually, you know, they pick a grade, pre-K through fourth grade is typically the group that they work with because that's the age. And then they get a microsite is what we call it. And so they get their own website that, for Black Belt Brews, and it's their login. So it might be XYZ school. And we set up a custom site for them that every teacher or admin has the opportunity to log into. And then it has all the pre-videos, like what happens when, and then it, the instructions, and then it gives them the calendar that they can print. And then it gives them the missions they can print. And so they can print everything there and they have access to the videos. And so each teacher does the program and everybody, most of the schools we're in, they start every Monday, they watch the video, then they have the mission for the week. And then at the end of the month, they'll have a big assembly or something in the school gym. And everybody who did all the missions and got their stickers and stars, then they earn the wristband and they have an award ceremony for them. And it just drives home the fact that, you know, goodness is to be rewarded. And so it's a really fun thing. But that's how the schools do it. We set up a private microsite for them.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. And then a school district would contact you the same way through the Bruce at
blackbeltbruce.com.
That's so hard for me to say today.
It is Black Belt Bruce. But after we've said it for so many years, it just rolls off the tongue. But yeah, you're right. Everybody's like Black Belt Bruce. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Audra, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for this wonderful program that you and Matt have developed. And you know, the more schools that you're in, that's where you're going to get your evidence based. So, you know, make sure that they're keeping that data so that you can, say eventually, you know, in another couple of years, we are an evidence based curriculum and here's the evidence, because I think there's so much negativity in the world that anything positive like this, that is teaching good manners and good skills and, you know, that is just going to help people, because I'm just thinking about our own daughter. And like you said, with your kids, you were intentional and we were intentional about teaching certain skills. And she is also somebody that every job she's had, they've always given her more responsibility because they knew that she could handle it and she would ask for it in some jobs. Yeah. And, you know, they knew she was a leader type. She doesn't consider herself a leader, but she has the skills most definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the eye contact. Then there's the whole body language when we talk about, you know, how you present yourself, how you show up, right? In teaching our little ones to start having eye contact at a young age, it's monumental to how they can be perceived to adults moving forward and their peer group. Right. And when we teach teamwork and those kind of things, it just makes you a better citizen and a better person and allows you opportunities that other people, we've all met people who, you know, have a limp handshake or don't make eye contact. And it makes it hard to communicate with them. And then it's a disservice to them and to you, because maybe you have struggle making friends then. And you know, we all need friends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you again so much for being here. And thank you to everyone who was watching live and will watch in the replay. Make sure you like and subscribe. to this channel so that you don't miss an episode of Hashtag No Limits. Audra is episode 184. So that means there's 183 other episodes that you can go check out. And all of those episodes have amazing people in them busting through limits, or they're like Audra, companies that are helping people bust through those limits. And this is like the highlight of my week when I get to do Hashtag No Limits, because I learn things and I continue to see the potential and the possibilities. And it's always increasing and changing, and there's always more coming out. And so the whole concept of Hashtag No Limits, not limiting someone's potential, is the whole idea of this. And so thank you for what you're doing, because I think you're improving people's potential lives later on down the road. And then that also improves society. When individuals are doing better, society does better.
Right.
So yeah, I so appreciate.
Thank you.
I so appreciate what you and Matt are doing. And congratulations on the new games coming out this week. And we'll just continue to keep an eye on you and see all the great things that you continue to do. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.